Welcome to On the Throne, podcast covering LA Kings.
Can you hurry up, please?
And I'm just gonna skip it. You guys know what's up. I'm Vance. He's Tanner. That's Riker. We just got out of watching the game against the Jets, which was a complete roller coaster. They win, and then the news pops.
This trade was announced already, and we don't even know what the Kings gave up besides Quick and a first. I'm done. Well, it says upset. Like, you're telling me that we had to watch Dustin Brown get his jersey retired and Quick traded in the same fucking season. That's rough, man. And they traded for a rental, of all things. Why?
I mean, they traded for Corpusolo, too. So
okay, what's his deal look like? Do you know? Do I need to look this up? I have no idea.
He's contract.
Did Tanner leave?
I guess so. 22-23.
Yeah, so he's a free agent too.
Great.
So no prospects?
No, I don't know.
Say, which is stupid. Why wouldn't you trade prospects when that's what they have an abundance of?
I'm on my phone and it won't let me leave this kicking me out.
Is it kicking you out? It doesn't show that Riker's being recorded.
Oh, that sucks.
They don't record bitches.
It's not recording you either.
Yeah, joke's on you, idiot. Yay, so we got two free agents. Cool, for a first round pick. Love it. Sweet. Sounds awesome.
Is it this year's first?
I don't know yet. It doesn't even matter. Like, why are they trading for rentals?
I can't imagine that's it, right?
Dude, what do you think, like, Blake said to him?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't like this. I want to see the full trade because I think this is fucking stupid if they traded a first-round pick for a rental.
It's not just the first-round pick. It's fucking Quick, too.
Yeah,
they traded Quick for them straight up. That would make sense.
When we were saying it off-air, though, like, Quick had to have given the okay to be traded. There's no Rob Blake's trading without like them having a call.
Oh, yeah. There's no way he trades him without telling him or asking him or. It was like a Carter situation.
This year's first round pick and Jonathan Quick.
There's no way.
The mayor just fucking tweeted it. God, bro. That might be Rob Blake's first L.
No, his first L was fucking Kovalchuk.
No, it was Cal Peterson.
You can't blame him for Cal Peterson at the time. Ooh. Reported to say Jonathan Quick is unhappy with the trade, I'm told, is an understatement. The entire LA Kings team was a bit down after a win, and you could understandably see it in Anze Kopitar's face after a four-goal night. Tough deal. Kings trading a franchise legend. So I guess they didn't have a conversation. Another L.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that actually is like, that's really, really fucking bad.
That's crazy, bro. And he didn't announce his retirement yet either. Maybe
asking, does this mean they're out on fuck yourself? There's bigger fish to fry now. We're wondering why our GM just traded a legend and concurrent first round pick.
And the deepest draft in a long fucking time. Yeah, for rentals. If it was for Chychrun, I wouldn't even care. But it's for
if it was for Chychrun, that'd be fine.
Rentals.
Or Soros, you know?
Yes, exactly. You give me Soros, you give me Chychrun. No, you give us a fucking guy who might not even be a third pair defenseman and a goalie that has been off and on. Like, and they're both in the face. Like, I just don't, get it. I don't
what does Arizona fucking want?
That doesn't matter. What an L of a trade. Holy shit. I know we all wanted the Kings to do something, but that wasn't the something anybody wanted.
Yeah, even people that were hating on Quick for being not great this season. Like, wanted that.
Even if Quick wasn't who Quick was, like, I'm just saying that is an awful trade.
It's just disrespectful, man.
The Royal Half 2 hours ago tweeted Anje Kopitar out here playing like Rob Blake threatened to trade him. I bet he did.
Oh, man.
Dude, nobody's fucking safe anymore. Watch him trade Quentin Byfield, Alex Turcotte, Brant Clark for fucking Shane Doan. Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck are you doing? This team is not on the verge of being a cup contender.
Yeah, exactly. If they were like the Brewers or something, away.
Yeah, like
then I'd be like, yeah, go for all the rentals. I don't care, but to trade, man, what an
crazy
L.
Man.
What an L.
So crazy, man.
Two fucking UFAs. I don't get it.
They're not going to sign back. And the worst part is you sent Quick to Ohio. Who the fuck wants to go to Ohio?
Oh, God. I'm actually... That's... Wow. And the fact that he didn't even talk to Quick is just even... Like, that just makes it so much fucking worse. Unless this is, like... part of a bigger trade for fucking Chychrun, like I'm done. Like that's just dumb. That is a dumb fucking move. That just pissed me off. After ruined such a great game too. We didn't even talk about the game.
Yeah, fuck the game at this point.
Down 2-0, down 3-1, down 5-3. Battle back. Kopi with like the game of the season.
Kopi said, "Hold my dick."
Like Vance posted earlier on Twitter, he just put on the fucking all the Infinity Stones on.
I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
Fucking and Rob Blake's the like, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm trading your best friend. Good luck. Oh God. Disgusting.
You know what it is?
I just don't know.
They don't have
the
money to do another statue for Quick. They could only do the one for Brown.
Bro, if they don't re-sign, if those guys don't play good and they don't re-sign, if they don't at least get one good deal out of one of them, that is going to be, I don't know, man. That's just that.
You trade away, like, the franchise legend, bro.
Like, you're doing you have such a good rebuild going. Like, you've made good moves and then you make this move at this point? Like, why?
Who is... What's Gavrikov's first name?
I don't know. Don't care. He sucks. Bitches I hope he's good. I hope he ends up being a good fit, but I don't see it. Asking price for Chychrun, if it's not like Brant Clark or Byfield in the deal, and that's why the Kings won't do it, then I don't know. Like, how do you make this trade, but you won't pay up for Chychrun?
Right. After all this time of them saying, we don't want to trade our first round. We don't want to trade our first round.
For rentals.
Rentals. And then they trade their first round for rentals.
Yeah.
And
we're not going to trade first round picks and back-to-back years for rentals and blah, 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 blah. And yet here we are.
Crazy, bro. I don't.
God, that might, like, and now you got to think, like, that might have just upset the locker room. Like, if he didn't talk to Quick about it, like, they're all, oh, man. You would have to think Kopi and Drew are pissed at the very least. And then all the other guys, I'm sure, are too. But, like, those guys have been with them through everything, you know? And just like, oh, yep, shipped them out. What the fuck, Rob? What are you doing?
Well, I mean, unless, like, they talked to Quick and it was like, all right, nah, you're not going to.
No, they didn't.
No, it's been reported. It's been reported that he didn't talk to Quick.
That's fucked up, man.
If there's, like, a big prospect in this deal, I'm going to be very upset. But I think it's just Quick in the pick, but still, that, like, I... You have prospects. Quick, but... why are you trading first round picks when you have prospects that you don't even have room for now? Like, you still have Sean Dursey, Jordan Spence, Helge Grons, Brant Clark, like all these fucking guys on the right side.
Kaliev, Velarde, Byfield.
And then yeah, you have all these other forwards. The AHL still has all these forwards. Then you have and you're not trading prospects? Oh, man. I mean, unless this is, like, it still keeps them available for a Chychrun trade. Like, unless that's still on the table and they make both the moves, then I'm more okay with it. But if this is just, like, his move for the season and then it's just like, well, fuck it, we don't need our first-round pick, I don't like it. And you pissed off Quick and maybe the locker room.
I know.
There's no way they're going in for Chychrun now, too. Like, there's just no way.
I know who this was. You know what this shit smells like? This smells like the hot diarrhea of a trade from fucking Mark Bergevin.
He doesn't make the trades, really.
He doesn't make the trades, but he's an advisor.
Gabe Velarde is also part of the deal to Columbus.
Fuck you. No
I
fucking
swear
way.
To God, bro.
No way. Dude.
I'm kidding. It's fake.
Fuck you.
Oh,
I was about to fucking rupture my spleen, bro.
Dude, I was about to literally chop my dick off.
Oh, I fucking love it. You would have just seen me go off screen. I would have been offline, out of Discord, off Twitter. I'd have been gone.
I'd delete my Twitter.
I would never watch the Kings again. I'd just cry in the corner the rest of my life.
Bro, I just don't get it, man. Like, just like Quick, write it out. Well, oh, man. That shit sucks,
final four,
bro.
Is down to the last two.
Like, Dustin Brown's your boy. Quick's my favorite player.
They went after a bad defenseman. Like, I don't know how, I don't know, man. I really don't know how much.
And they didn't send a right-handed D. Like, so, like, now, like, what happens? Like,
I would assume
Edler sits every game.
That's what I mean. That's why I feel like there has to be another trade.
Unless,
because even if you
Arizona wants Gavrikov or something.
Do you think it's a part of a three-way deal?
Well, yeah. No, well, I don't think it's part of a three-way deal. This is like if it was a good deal, maybe Gavrikov goes to Arizona because then Arizona can go and flip him for more assets. And then Kings really just wanted Korpisalo out of this deal.
No, think about it.
But like
Kings trade Columbus their first round. Columbus trades Arizona their first round, which is more valuable than the Kings.
I don't know. I doubt that.
Arizona gets the two.
Columbus is not trading their first round pick in any deal. No shot.
No, they're gonna have a top three pick.
Yeah.
Depends on what Arizona might give them. What if they traded Keller? That'd be worth it.
I don't think Arizona's going to trade Keller either.
Pete's Amanda No tweeted out, "You're telling me Cal Peterson couldn't have gotten that for a return? Seriously?"
Yeah, that's...
That's a really good point.
man, I just don't like this trade at all. Like all this the D-men so that were bad. On the market, all the D-men that were on the market, this was the one that like not one Kings fan wanted.
I just don't trade like what stuff. Is. What is it? Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm no expert, but like, what the fuck? Someone said, love the move. Hate to see Quick go, but fill two needs in one move.
No.
Just don't know. I don't know if it fills needs. Like, I don't. Gavrikov's, like, advanced stats look awful. His regular numbers aren't that great. Like, I don't know. He's a big body. Sure, he's, like, 6'3". So maybe he brings some physicality, but, like, I don't know if he's good. Mate, you hope that it was a bad fit in Columbus. Like, they were having just a terrible team. So he looks bad, but. Like his advanced stats haven't been great. I don't know. I don't know, man. He's not great with the puck. Sure, maybe he could hit Robin Grigier. Like I don't know. I don't even know who to compare him to. I've never really watched his game. Just looking at the numbers, he's not the man.
That's crazy, bro.
Tanner, how high are you right now? You just keep saying it's crazy, bro.
It's fucking crazy, bro.
He's freaking out.
Like, dude, he just like me and you stopped talking for a second. He's just like, yeah, I don't know, man. Crazy, bro.
I'm just on like perusing Twitter, bro.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's crazy, bro.
It's crazy, bro. Oh, God. I mean, I'm not mad at the.
No, the trade sucks, Vance. Every part of it. It's all bad.
It sucks, terrible, but like Korpisalo isn't terrible for a goaltender to fill in position.
He's not good either. So
he's not great. So we just got his last five games have been a.
Yeah, his last five games. Congratulations.
Loki, Korpisalo, and Gavrikov were the guys like I was hoping they wouldn't go after.
Right.
Like no, at least I think Gavrikov's better than Edmondson, but.
That's not saying much.
Yeah. But
so when are they going to announce Chychrun to Ottawa?
Chychrun, dude, Ottawa would be. Why would they trade for Chychrun? I know like it's rumored and everybody's like,
no, it'd just be funny.
They have so many left-handed D. Why would they want another one?
It's Arizona doesn't want us to get Chychrun. That's the problem. It doesn't matter what the Kings offered them. They don't want us.
Whatever. No, they just want one of our two top prospects that the Kings aren't. Gonna give up, but they'll fucking trade everything else for rentals, so they might as well. Why don't we just trade everybody? Just fucking tear it down now. Start over. I know it's overreaction. I just really hate this fucking trade.
I hate everything about this trade.
I hope Gavrikov comes in and wins the Conn Smythe, bro.
Like fucking Edmonton goes out and gets Ekholm and we go get fucking Gavrikov. Come on, man.
That Ekholm James sounds way better now, huh?
Yeah, it does.
I still don't like. They still traded one of their.
Give me Ekholm over Gavrikov. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not saying Ekholm's bad. When I was saying I don't like that trade for them, I just think like being one of your top four defensemen.
Okay, then I got a real
or
question.
Another top four defenseman. It just doesn't really make sense. Like you're fixing a hole by creating another hole in your decor. Like, I don't know. What's your question?
Are the Kings better now?
I don't know. I don't know because what are you doing defensively now? Like, what are your D pairs? Are you still keeping Durzi on the left side? Is Gavrikov just taking Edler's spot? Because, like, if that's the case, then sure, they're probably slightly better because Edler's not great, but, like, you still, like, Sean Walker is not good. I still don't like Durzi on the left side. So, like, I don't know like if it's really fixing that much.
Rob, listen to you. You started it, Riker.
How did I do that?
If the Kings don't do something in net, I don't see how this team gets out of the first round. It's your fault.
Yeah. That was me really just hoping that it'd be Saros and not fucking Korpisalo.
You were all stoked on Korpisalo, bro.
I wouldn't mind Korpisalo in a trade for like a third round pick or something.
But not a first round.
Yeah, but not a first round pick. And like, I more don't like the defenseman that we're getting. I don't think, like, I don't. I don't know, man. Hopefully Gavrikov's really good and I fucking eat shit. Like, but I don't know, man. I don't think it's the move.
This is so bad.
See, that's my dog.
What?
Jonathan Quick.
Oh.
What about that hit on Durzi, bro?
I missed it.
All right. Well, this sucks. Kopitar had such a sick night too.
And Quick's flying back with the team.
So tonight. You think they found out about this after the game? They didn't know about it before.
That's what's being reported.
I hope this is all just a big fucking blowout rumor.
I hope I'm dreaming.
This ain't a dream, bro. It's a nightmare.
Because
dreaming would be we traded 3 first round picks and Jonathan Quick for Shesterkin. That would be a dream.
Yeah. This
is a fucking sad day.
I like kept getting my hopes up with Chychrun because all the other teams that were in on him were like falling off. Oh, like Boston got Orlov, Edmonton got Ekholm, fucking like it seemed like we were the last team and then here we are still not getting it.
Then the fucking Toronto got McCabe.
Like if we're not getting Chychrun, who is? And is Arizona just going to keep him for another year even though he doesn't want to be there?
I don't know.
And his trade value is only going to go down because now a team doesn't get him for 2.5. I would
have even taken Rasmus Sandin, bro, out of Toronto, bro.
Oh, I would have taken Sandin 1,000 times over Gavrikov.
I would have made this trade for fucking Sandin, bro.
Yep. Yep. 100%.
I don't know, man. I really hope I wake up tomorrow and something's traded for Chychrun too, but I just don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm not convinced. I always defended Rob Blake because every move he's made has been pretty good, but I just don't see how this move ends up being good unless they could re-sign those guys and they are good fits. I just don't know how it ends up being a good trade. Like, imagine they lose both of them this offseason for nothing.
And we lose that pick and a deep ass draft.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. And if they lose in the first round, it's like a late teens pick, early 20s. Like, yep. It's still a good pick. Like, I just don't see how this works out. Unless this is a bigger trade, I don't see how it works out. But if it's a bigger trade, you'd think it'd be announced already or it'd be like rumored.
Yeah, it's just funny. And then to do that to, like I said, your franchise fucking legend, bro.
I know. As Drew's Burner said, at least Vegas traded Fleury in the offseason. Yeah, no shit.
That's so bad.
Yeah, it's a bad look. Anyways, you guys want to talk about the game or you guys want to just go to bed unhappy?
Go to bed unhappy.
I think I'm with you because the game was so good.
I'm going to go to bed. I'm just going to go cry.
And then the trade happened and now I'm just like, fuck.
Dude, the fucking playoff picture. Oh my god, bro!
Like,
fucking much better is the fucking West or the East than the West?
Is Rob Blake scared to trade a prospect?
Yeah,
like he traded Brock Faber, but like he kind of had to. There's so many right-handed defensemen, but like, is he scared to move prospects? What's happening?
I don't know.
Dude, I just—it's fucking goddamn, bro. We got from talk so close on Chychrun on fucking Brown's retirement night, and then 2 weeks later, he's still not a king.
I don't know if Chychrun's gonna get traded or not. I don't. I'm convinced he's not gonna get moved again. Like, Arizona's just gonna end up shooting themselves in the foot.
Well, yeah, and he's a fucking. He has a no trade clause at the end of the season too.
They have to move him then.
Yeah, they have to move him. Or he has all the say in the world.
I really hope that the Kings are still in on him then. Like, and that they didn't, it didn't have to be a 2020.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know he had a no move clause.
Yeah, he had a no move clause. It's in effect. There's like at the end of this year.
Then he has to get traded because then he gets to demand where he goes, unless it's only like a limited no trade clause.
10 team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be awesome. If they get Chychrun and Gavrikov, then I wouldn't give a fuck. Trade whatever. Because then that really does actually fix your decor.
Fuck yeah. You have Matt Roy and Chychrun. They have Gavrikov and Durzi. See you later, Sean Walker. Yeah. And that's probably like, I don't know, man.
That'd like, make this a lot better. And hopefully Korpisalo is decent, but like he played on some really defensive
like,
Blue Jackets
what
team.
What sucks is like he
still wasn't that great. So
Quick was fucking done at the end of this year, probably no matter what. Like I wanted Cal to go for his fucking money, and he still's got what, 3 more years, 2 more years?
Yeah, exactly.
Like what the fuck? How could you not move Cal? To like, there's no way Columbus is up against the cap with everyone they've moved. Not even moved. They haven't moved a lot, but I guess I don't know. Are they close on cap?
The Kings?
No, Columbus.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't even want to look. I'm just
gonna. They have Johnny and Laine, but
I'm just gonna cry.
Jet ski fucking Johnny says Columbus is a badass place to live.
Yeah, right. Okay.
No, I heard that on Spit and Chicklets, bro. A lot of people fucking love Columbus is like super underrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were saying that.
The beaches of LA where you've lived for your entire career of pro hockey.
Yeah. Fucking LA's fucking gross now, bro. It's fucking disgusting.
You think Columbus, Ohio is cleaner than LA?
I guarantee it. LA's the second biggest city in the world.
Yeah, but if in the US. They didn't have a goddamn train full of fucking explosive chemicals go through the fucking town.
Yeah, I still think.
Oh my god, dude, they have. Wait, what? The projected cap space is $677,000. Wait a second.
What's Gavrikov's 2 mil, and then what's Korpisalo?
1 point something.
So the Kings are they just opened up more cap space too, and Trevor Moore's on IR, bro. Like they might be another move.
2.8 and 1.3.
The only way I'm happy about this trade deadline now is if they somehow get Chychrun.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so down to try Korpisalo as our starter, and hopefully he works out. That'd be great. But address defense, because...
Yeah, and it makes it, like, trading Quick just for that sucks. But if we get Chychrun out of this, too, like, it makes that trading Quick, like, not as hurtful, like, shitty. But right now it looks super bad. But if we get Chychrun, it doesn't look as bad.
No matter what, trading Quick the way they did looks bad. If it's true that
if they didn't tell him, that's fucked up.
No matter what, yeah, it's terrible.
Or unless they mentioned it to him, he's like, no, fuck that, I'm finishing it out here. And they go ahead and trade him anyways.
I just don't think you do that. Like, you can't do that to your boy. I don't know. That's a really, really bad look on the franchise.
Especially how important he was to both those Cubs.
The first cup was literally him.
Yeah.
The second one, he had his moments. All right, boys. I'm pissed. I'm going to go to bed.
You're out.
Yeah. I'm just done looking at Twitter. It's just making me mad.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Such a great win turned into such a terrible night.
Kopitar is fucking better than Bergeron.
No.
Don't do that. You're going to try to make some fake trade up. I don't want to hear it.
No. Okay. I'll see you in the morning.
Don't
Don't be stupid. Yeah.
Wait. Why are you saying no?
Oh, God.
Why are you saying no?
I was just trying to freak him out. Well, catch you guys up on the next episode. I'm gonna cry now.
Still my boy Jonathan Quick.
Same. I'm gonna miss that guy.
I'm gonna miss you until next time.
Until next time.
Peace.
Good night.